God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. You know, everyone in this life is trying to sell something, and that's because everyone in this life is trying to find something. Maybe you've clicked on a video, which was a mistake, and it tells you how to have darker hair, or quicker growing hair, or fuller hair, or whatever it may be. It may be about your hair, it may be about your health, it may be about money, it may be about something else, but it's a video that presents some kind of problem that arrests your attention because you think, oh, I have that problem. And you don't take the time to look at how long the video is, and it turns out to be an hour and a half video, and it presents the problem, it gives you the history of the problem, it gives you the problem with all the solutions that have heretofore been given to the problem. It tells you that the pharmaceutical industry is trying to keep you from the solution, and all these things may or may not be true, but it's what's in the video. And then finally, here is a 3-minute resolution to your problem. And what the 3-minute resolution essentially is to buy their product. And so after an hour and a half, you realize that really what has happened is someone has been trying to sell you. The reason everyone is trying to sell something is because everyone is trying to find something. Let me ask you a question. What fills you? You know, in our day, it's oftentimes hedonism, eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. The greatest virtue is just pleasure, hedonism. It may be philosophy, trying to figure things out, trying to understand the meaning of life and the depth and complexity of life. For many people, it is religion. And in Paul's day, it was all this and much more, things that people were trying to fill the void in their heart that can be filled only by the God that made you and by the Christ he has sent. In Colossians chapter 2, the Bible says in verse 9, "For in him that is in Christ dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." Jesus Christ is God in a body. In chapter 1, verse 19, the Bible says, "For it pleased the Father that in him, that is in Christ, should all fullness dwell." So Jesus Christ is the fullness of the Godhead in a body. In other words, everything you need is found in Christ. Verse 10 goes on to say, "And you're complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power." I don't need to worship some other secondary power or principality or hierarchy or person. Because Jesus Christ is everything I need. He will fill all that I lack and all that I need. In short, all that is in Christ is available to all those who are with Christ. In Colossians chapter 2, just circle all the times the Bible makes reference to in him, in him, in him, speaking of Christ, in him. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And then the Bible talks about with him. We're buried with him. We're risen with him. We're quickened, we're alive with him. We were dead with Christ, now we're alive with Christ. So all that is in Christ is available to those who are with Christ. Now, look, for eternity, that means hope. The hope of glory. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, the Bible says, "Christ in you, the hope of glory." The hope of glory is the same as the hope of the gospel. Christ died for our sins, was buried, and rose again. And the hope of the gospel is, in fact, the hope of glory. Everything I need for eternity is found in Christ. Now, if you've trusted Christ, the fact is everything you need for the present, that is right here and right now, is found in Christ. In Colossians 2, verse 3, the Bible says, "In whom, that is in Christ, are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." That is to say, prudence of thought and prudence of action. Everything you need is found in Christ. He is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He is complete. And when you're in him, you are complete. God's fullness is in Christ so that we are full or we are complete in Christ. In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him. We are made perfect, Colossians 1:28 says, in Christ. So everyone's trying to sell something because everyone is searching for something, and all that you search, all that you seek, all that you need ultimately is found in the risen, living Jesus, God's Son, the Christ.